This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Money or your mother effing heart. I could give it to my dog. He makes money when he barks. Or put it in my fridge or in one of my parks that I bought so my robots could learn how to LARP. So I just learned what LARP is. I didn't know what that was when I listened to this song. Good song, Hail Mary Malin. The song is called Whales. It's Aesop Rock and Rob Sonic. I used to check it out. Especially go to YouTube and check out the video. It makes it even better. Be warned, lots of the F word in this song. But yeah, I didn't know what LARP was because I didn't really quite get that lyric. And I was sitting listening to a podcast right now, and they started explaining LARP, and it just made that song all the better. So check out that song. That's my recommendation for songs of the week. Now let's get into the rest of the podcast. It's been an interesting week. We had WrestleMania on Sunday, which means that we had a good wrestling show on Saturday with NXT TakeOver. WrestleMania was pretty darn good, too. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was very long. It was too long, but there were good parts, and the good parts were good. And I had pizza, as you all well know. So here's my quick takes on WrestleMania off the top of my head. Number one, on the pre-show, Men's Battle Royal was pretty lame until there was an interesting ending. That was kind of fun, but a lot of time for just a little interesting ending. The Cruiserweight match was just perplexing. It wasn't very good, really, in my opinion. Yelling heart and soul at each other isn't really the most empowering thing for a wrestler. I don't know. Thought it was pretty lame. Didn't enjoy that too much. The Women's Battle Royal was also pretty lame. The pre-show I didn't really enjoy that much this year, but you can't complain. It was free. 2 hours of free stuff. But moving on to the main show, hopefully I can remember all the matches, but I'm just going to rattle through the ones I remember off the top of my head. The Intercontinental match was pretty decent. It was enjoyable. They put on a good show. I kind of wanted The Miz to retain, so I was a little disappointed that Seth Rollins won it, but they all did well in that match. It was just a good match, so no problem there. I enjoyed that one. Now, the U.S. title match was awful because the worst person who could have won it won it. So that kind of ruined everything else that could have been good or bad about that match. I never want to see Jinder Mahal wrestle because he's terrible at it. Let's see, what else is there? The tag team matches were also kind of perplexing. The three-way match with the Bludgeon Brothers could have been good, but I feel like they just messed it up in the middle by having the other teams get some offense in there to make it not just a squash match. But then at the end, they also didn't really squash them that hard, so it wasn't that impressive. It could have been a lot better. I was kind of disappointed. I think we could have got a lot more out of that one. The other tag match was just really confusing as far as a wrestling standpoint. Didn't make any sense. But I thought it was interesting from the aspect of they were clearly doing this for a reason. I still don't know exactly why they chose to do this with this kid. But Braun Strowman went and picked the kid out of the audience, won the titles. After that, it happened exactly the way I thought. They relinquished the titles the next day. And now there's going to be a tournament to see who's going to face Cesaro and Sheamus for the titles. So that's all cool. That's kind of what I expected when it went about the way it did. But there has to be a reason they did that. And I don't know. It was entertaining. Maybe oddly placed. Maybe not. Whatever. Could have been worse. Wasn't bad. The women's matches. The Asuka match, Asuka versus Charlotte, was probably the best match on the show. Very good. I'm very sad that Asuka lost. She's definitely my favorite female wrestler by far, and I really wanted her to win the match, but that's the best way she could have lost. It solidifies the value of the streak she had. It humanizes her, so she doesn't end up getting lost in the streak, and people just want to see her lose it because they're tired of it, or never feeling like she can lose because the streak's going and they got to protect it. So I thought that was well done. It was a very good match. The other match that I was really looking forward to in the show was Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. That was a good match. Probably didn't quite live up to expectations, but expectations were very high. But I think it's pretty obvious that that's the beginning of a program with those two. So I think it's even better. We're going to see more from them, as my assumption. Good match, good ending, and the turn at the end was even better. Otherwise, it would have been kind of odd having both of the Japanese stars lose in the same way and be all good-natured about it. I didn't even watch the Brock Lesnar match. Who cares? I know he won. Doesn't make much sense, but whatever. All in all, it was a good show. Ronda Rousey really exceeded expectations. That match was actually one of the more entertaining matches on the show. I don't know if I'm forgetting any matches, but that's what jumps out to me right off the top of my head. So, enjoyable show. WrestleMania, watched it with my cousin. Had a good time. So, moving on from that, let's talk about some comics. So we're into April, and that means I'm cleaning up my Hoopla downloads for March. You get Hoopla downloads for 3 weeks, so they can go a ways into the next month. And I had one that was about to expire that was pretty good by one of my favorite writers, Matt Kent, called Three Story. It's about a giant man that keeps getting more and more giant. And it is a really freaking sad story. I tweeted about it, and my friend Chris Campbell, he tweeted that he just couldn't read it. He can't handle stories that are too sad, too hard to read. This one was just sad. I liked Matt Kent's reply that if it didn't end happy, he thought it at least ended hopeful. But man, this was a sad book. It was just a sad story beginning to end, but it's definitely worth reading. I think the best thing about it really is the way that Matt Kent played with media in it, in interjecting newspaper excerpts and stuff like that. If you've read Matt Kent's work, you've seen that type of stuff in his work. But this, I felt, was really like a big play on what he could do with those sorts of things. So I found it really enjoyable to read from that perspective. The story was kind of just sad. I don't really know how I feel about the story at the end of it. It was a good story, you know, a well-done story, but probably not a book that I'd be reading over and over again. I'd rather read Mind Management again and keep on digging deeper and deeper into that. Mind Management has its share of really sad stuff in it, probably more sad stuff than this book did, but there's a lot of other stuff going on, whereas this is just focused on the sad thread of this man's life. But that was a good read. The other thing that I have been working on reading is G.I. Joe. That's been my bigger reading project. I got a G.I. Joe and Transformers Humble Bundle a while back that just had a massive amount of stuff. So I've been working my way through that some. I started with G.I. Joe, and I am on the second volume of the IDW collection, which collects the comics in reading order, not just amongst the main title, but amongst any peripheral titles. And the first volume was pretty good, but I mean, some of the art wasn't super impressive. I didn't really know the characters yet. And I think anytime you have a property like G.I. Joe, a big part of the reason you read it is because you love the characters. You know, I'm reading Ninja Turtles because I love the characters, not because of some higher concept. So if this was just a higher concept, you know, military ops book, I probably wouldn't be that interested in it. But even though I'm not very familiar with the G.I. Joe characters, I did not play with G.I. Joes growing up. I didn't watch the cartoons. I didn't read the comics. This is the first time I'm reading them. I've always had some awareness. Like right off the bat, Snake Eyes is the biggest character that you gotta love because he's just badass. Snake Eyes hasn't really been in this too much. So far, this volume has mostly been the Cobra series that they did. Chuckles has been the main character. Aaron Bell was very excited about me reading this, and it hasn't disappointed. I actually read the second volume of Cobra before I started reading this, because I'd randomly picked it up, and that's what sold me enough on G.I. Joe, was I liked that so much. But man, this has been good. It's a lot better than I even expected, even having read some stuff and liked it. The stuff with Jinx, man, that was some crazy stuff. You kind of expect it to come, but you kind of don't. But it really kind of shows how all in and how serious what they're portraying is, rather than, you know, no, the heroes will be heroes and we'll never do anything that may be deemed otherwise. So I've really been enjoying it. Still some ways to go on that, but I definitely suggest checking out the IDW G.I. Joe or Cobra series to anybody that's interested in checking out something new. I'll be reading on this for a while. And that's been pretty much my comic reading for the week. So we've talked about WrestleMania. We've talked about comics. We're going to keep this episode short. It's been a tiring week. I will be back to talk about more stuff later. One last thing I'll talk about right now, though, is I've still been trying to decide on what name I want to settle on with this podcast. I've kept it on the Comics in Black and White feed, so I would have a feed that I could use, so I could just start making it and just keep making it, because that's how I'm going to keep on doing it and keep on getting better at it. And I sent out a request for other names, got a bunch of really bad suggestions. Thanks, Ronnie. Got some okay suggestions, tried out some things. I was sold on one thing, and then somebody else didn't like it, and I thought about it more, and that kind of talked me out of it. And then I kind of got sold on something else, and then I started talking myself out of it. And ultimately, you know what? I'm going to keep the show Comics in Black and White. I'll have a new new image for it. I'll have a new kind of mission statement for it, but we're just going to keep the name the same. I think it still applies to my approach on comics. More to come on that later. That's going to be it for this week. Nice short one, like 2 minutes shorter than a regular one, I guess. But that's going to be it for tonight.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.